The former addict and a future bride. We are talking all that and more for E's Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. How about that?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside.
How about that?
Catch me outside.
How about that? How about that?
I think I'm the only person that's never heard that song.
You've never heard this?
It's so good. It's so catchy. And like these kids dancing to it. It's so good.
It is.
I love
it. I know. Well, guys, hello and welcome to the Revenge Body After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are covering The Former Addict and the Future Bride, an awesome episode. We cover Lauren and Jesse tonight. They were both amazing. Just overall, what was your guys' thoughts?
Thought it was a great episode. Two women that seemed, well, not really both of them. Jesse was hesitant at first, but ended up going beautiful. I thought it was a great show.
I did too.
Yeah. I liked seeing Chloe more. Chloe was more present in this episode.
She was definitely present. Yeah.
But before we get started, Dakota, tell us where we can find you on social.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I'm joined by my lovely panelists.
Oh. Hi, guys. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Hey, guys. I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Welcome back to Revenge Body, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Rach_Robillard. So
but don't catch her outside.
Oh, yeah. But do you can't catch me outside. I won't be there.
It's been too cold anyway outside.
We bad and bougie.
It's too cold out there in LA.
So Lauren was who we're going to talk about first.
Yes.
She was honestly such one. She reminds me so much of my aunt. Someone who's just so caring, loving, timid, and afraid of what people are going to think of her. I related to her so much in the fact that I just felt like she was a member of my family. Someone who I've seen her spirit and a lot of the people in my family just very loving, and they have so much love to give, and I feel like she just didn't believe in herself enough at that point,
right?
And so I was really encouraged to see her storyline play out, but it was very sad and very traumatizing that while they were on vacation her dad passed away the day before they were supposed to come back. Like that
18.
Would be awful, like going on a vacation, getting ready to have fun with your family, and then something like that happening. Like you would think, well, what would have happened if we would have just stayed home type of thing. It just really broke my heart for her.
Yeah, it seems that guilt that she had and that she carried with that absolutely contributed to her weight gain. And she said it did spiral and start with her and her brother after the death of her father. So it was good timing. I don't know how many years it was after. It was a good number of years since that had happened, at least 10, right?
Yeah, because she was 18 at the time. Yeah. She was graduating from school.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how old she was in this one, but clearly she had hung on to it for some time. And she complained the least that I've seen out of anyone that's been on. Did you guys notice that?
Or yeah, like complain?
I think that.
Like, she wasn't, like, saying, I can't do this, I'm going to get a headache, I'm going to have a problem. She just kind of like, okay, when she was asked on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad do you feel? She would say a 9. But she was receptive, open, and ready to rock and roll. So
definitely.
That was good.
Interesting takeaway for her, for me, because it hit a little close to home, because she said that she now, once her father passed away, that her brother became that father figure. So it was like everything that he said was multiplied, you know. And I kind of felt it on both sides for her because, you know, as an older sibling, you kind of, you mess with your younger siblings. You don't think about what ramifications that has on them. But once her father passed, her brother took on this role. And I'm not even sure if he knows he took on that role to her. So everything that he said, it was like a parent saying it to her. So it was just that much more. But I like to see where their relationship goes after this.
Right. And that's why she took so much things to heart. You know, he called her like a roly-poly at the end, or, you know, compared her to some really names that no one wants to be called. And that she was called the hippopotamus at Disney, on that Disney World land. And it hits home. I mean, no one wants to be called that, especially from a family member, as we have all talked about. And that's just, you don't want to be, that's not cool.
It's so interesting that family, usually it does in a lot of these stories, family is the one that
the biggest trigger.
Yeah,
the biggest trigger.
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
No.
I think he was projecting.
I don't think it was out of spite. Exactly. It wasn't that.
Because he was bigger himself, so I think that he thought, oh, we're kind of on the same level. You know, I can kind of joke with you about this. But it still tears someone down as a person. It doesn't matter if you're the same as them or not, like, those words are demeaning, and I understand. I wouldn't want to be called the names that he called, or like, you know, even at the reveal, oh, you're not a roly-poly anymore.
Yeah. Right.
That's, you know, I don't think he meant it in a bad way. It was right. just his mm-hmm. way of just kind of joking around, mm-hmm. but that's damaging. So I understand. Yeah. I understand. And when he said he was going to kind of tone it back, mm-hmm. we were kind of like, don't tone it back. Just don't call her those things yeah. anymore. Mm-hmm. But I love her determination, her spirit throughout the entire episode. George Cruz was her trainer.
Mm-hmm. Great match. His yeah. energy was very... Again, I want to say reserved, but I don't mean yeah. that in a bad way. I just can't think of another word. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too intense. It was open, receptive, positive, supportive, and just kept pushing her. That, again, very different than what I've seen a trainer, but her progress, how much weight she lost, I was surprised.
Yeah, she's like that. Her and the other lady from another episode, the couple that lost 50 pounds.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. so far mm-hmm. we've had a tie, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they both, yeah, Lauren lost 50 pounds. She went from 275 to 225 mm-hmm. and has lost 10 pounds since the show.
So even more.
Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing. And just seeing her and her spirit being lifted and her, mm-hmm. her smile coming back on her face, she just seems so excited to live life and get married. And
right?
I know.
I just love seeing that wedding dress being, you know, kind of mm-hmm. getting to snatch that a little bit.
Yeah, that was a lot.
She had a lot to trim off. And I think that was the coolest thing, something to look forward to. You know, revenge on her brother, but also something to work towards. She was looking... working towards her wedding day. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we all have that, you know, like, everyone wants to be
perfect
princess mm-hmm. material for your wedding day. So that's why I feel like, yeah, her brother was in her mind for revenge, but we all kind of know it was really to look good in that wedding dress. Am I right?
Nothing
like,
wrong with that. Am I right? Nothing wrong.
No.
I honestly really thought that they were going to show part of the wedding on TV and make it, like, kind of like a wedding. Mm-hmm. I figured they would do that, but I understand that, you know, the show has so many minutes that they can fit everything in.
Right.
And she probably, honestly... wanted her wedding to be special and just with her and her family.
Right.
Because she seems like that kind of a private person who would want her wedding to be like that. Don't you think? You don't think so?
I think we have... you said they got picked up for another season, right?
Yes, tonight.
So yes, I think this is our second bride on the show, bride-to-be. Mm-hmm. So I think we are getting content for revenge body brides.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just definitely seeing repeat patterns.
Chloe, you guys need to hire me. That was a good idea.
That was good.
Yeah, I love that. And like Stephanie did just text me and I say, we are going for season two. So I'm like, all right, you better be in the gym with Luke training the new people.
Right.
Because that would be awesome to have some of the old...
Yeah, that'd be good. To come as, you know, motivation.
Yeah. How about the extra surprise, though, that they did spend extra time on, which is bringing Tyler on for her?
Yeah.
What did you guys think about
that was honestly so amazing. I am a big fan of Tyler, the Hollywood medium. Mm-hmm. And he actually was supposed to join us in the studio tonight. Unfortunately, he had to cancel due to some filming issues, like, with something else.
But thanks for trying. But
thanks for trying. We honestly were super excited to have him. But I love him. I read his book. Mm-hmm. And I was one of those people who originally kind of was like, I don't know if I totally... believe in this, like mm-hmm. he might be able to Google some of this stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Originally, I thought this. And just watching his show, and like I've Googled so many clips and different things, you can't make this stuff up. You can't mm-hmm. research this. Like some of the small, minute details that he was conveying through people was just insane. And I'm like, there's no way that he can do anything behind the scenes to make this look good. Like he is
the real deal.
The real deal, in my opinion.
Death is one of the most difficult things to get past. I love that bringing him onto the show added that different angle again that we get to see a soul healing, mm-hmm. just like we saw with the dietitian speaking to her soul in regards to being assaulted. Tyler did the same thing here with Lauren. And anytime you can be a conduit of spirit to get someone clear is super powerful. So I definitely believe, me personally, that contributed to her ability to lose weight. Because mm-hmm. it's that closure that she needed to fill that void that she was filling with food. So that was great. I loved seeing that for sure.
Something else that reading brought to light was that the father wanted the family as a whole mm-hmm. to get their health better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was also
Be careful.
Yeah. Right. He didn't have the chance to do it while he was here, but he wants to make sure that they, you know, take the opportunity to do that.
And seeing her meeting with her brother and being like, look, you need to be careful. Dad says be careful. You got to be there for your children. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want to leave early like Dad had to. So... it's one of those things, I love seeing his determination. He's like, you know what? Okay, you know what? I do need to make changes in my life. If I'm going to be around for my family, I need to make changes now.
Today, tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that.
He went to that last minute bitch. Yeah. I'm there with you, boo.
Yeah.
Last minute
bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love that because it seemed like their relationship strengthened, and he was able to convey that he was sorry and that he didn't mean anything demeaning towards her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I love seeing that healing process. It seemed like this whole episode was a big healing process for Lauren.
It was.
Through mm-hmm. Tyler's in connection with her father to making up with her brother and kind of setting the boundaries of, okay, this is how we're going to, you know, talk to each other and we're not going to be demeaning. And I loved seeing that moment because it was special. And each episode is so special because there's totally different storylines. And mm-hmm. this one, for me, was just one of those that really touched my heart.
Mm-hmm. Was she the one that said, I don't really, revenge isn't the right word?
Yeah.
Or was
yes.
That keeps coming up. That's mm-hmm. a reoccurring theme. And we talked about that the first episode because we were like, well, revenge, sometimes it's difficult, or you shouldn't necessarily do it for someone else, but it's a great first motivator. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about people putting the brakes on? Like, revenge isn't necessarily what I want.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
do you feel that that has some sort of sentiment, that word?
Revenge has a negative connotation, I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To have revenge on someone means, like, to get back at them. Like, yes, I'm better than you because of this, or, you know, mm-hmm. I'm wanting to prove something towards you. I just, it has a negative connotation in my eyes.
I was expecting way more relationship revenge with this title. Because at the end of the day, depending upon how evolved you are, you do want revenge. Normally, it's on either a best friend, like mm-hmm. we saw with Stephanie.
Right.
Or it's a relationship. Like, I'm going to get revenge on you because you left me for this girl who's 10 years younger. Mm-hmm. Or you did mm-hmm. this to me. Mm-hmm. But we really, again, are seeing more of the death in the family dynamic. The bride dynamic. Well, I don't know.
But we kind of got that one with the guy. Teddy bear, bear cub guy.
Will.
Yes.
Yeah, Will. Just won. I was expecting
you wanted more. Look at you. You just wanted mm-hmm. juicy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Oh. I'm just like, with revenge, it's hard. Because that was the first thing I thought, too. I was like, revenge is such a strong word. It wouldn't be, I would hope not to do it for revenge so that I could.
Will definitely got his revenge. Oh, he was dating Kyle's ex. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Will.
I love that.
I know. Speaking of Will, he tweeted me and was like, when am I going to come on the show and spill some tea?
Come on, Will.
So next week,
yep.
Will is coming in studio and Stephanie Perez is going to join him mm-hmm. and they are going to have so much fun spilling the tea on that couch.
Oh, guys.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited that he's going to be joining, and Stephanie as well. That's going to be a super fun episode.
So everyone in the audience, you guys could have tea and we'll have some champagne.
Yeah, yes. We have to have some less calories. Because exactly, oh we learned God. From
this
George.
One here was really excited
I mean,
about
yes. it. I would have known 200 calories and only 5 ounces of wine and 78 calories in champagne.
She's so giddy.
Yes. Why are we not drinking champagne?
Oh my God, champagne is my favorite. You blindfold me, give me 7 glasses of different champagne. All right, every single
wow.
day. I love it.
So she lives for it.
Now you have more reason to.
Yeah. Speaking of special people coming on, don't we have someone calling in tonight?
We do, yes. In a few minutes, we're going to be calling Jessie, who is an amazing contestant mm-hmm. from tonight's show. Mm-hmm. I love her story. Let's go ahead and get into it right now. My main thing with her, it did make me so sad. I mean, this was one of our first contestants that I think we've seen with a drug addiction, if I'm correct.
Good drug to lose weight on, but very addictive and messes up your metabolism.
Yeah.
Meth mm-hmm. can really screw with your metabolism, which is what I thought was happening to her when she wasn't losing weight at first, mm-hmm. until I really understood Harley's meal plan for mm-hmm. her. Did you guys think that it wasn't going to be a good plan for her, that when she was gaining weight that he was doing something wrong?
Well, this is the first time that a trainer has been on a second time. Mm-hmm. Harvey has been on for the girls, the couple
the
girls.
Yeah.
And before. He was already on before, and it worked for them. Mm-hmm. And so we don't
so
know.
We knew
it was going to work for Jesse, too, mm-hmm. just based on what has happened in the past.
After it was something healthy anyway, so.
Yeah. Harley or Harvey?
Harley, like Davidson.
Pasternak.
He trained Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Nah. So I'm assuming that he has some sense.
The biggest misconception when it comes to dieting is two things that we saw on this episode. One, her standing on the scale and worrying about pounds. You are absolutely going to gain weight when you're gaining muscle, which means you are transferring that mm-hmm. fat into muscle. And as long as you're losing the inches, which in the first, 2 weeks? It was four.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's from eating. Now, mm-hmm. I'm telling you that because I'm secretly regurgitating to myself to eat more in order
healthy
to lose
stuff.
Yeah.
Eat more healthy.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes.
And you brought up a good point during the viewing. It depends on where the scale is, too. Who knew? The
scale
is working against you.
No, you absolutely. You cannot have it on a crease or a crack. Take someone who used to weigh yourself every day and count every pound. Don't do it anymore. I literally, you have to move it out where there's no divots on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's actually the most accurate by the front door. That's where your floor will be.
Interesting. Okay, because that was really...
Oh, to be more flat. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, it cracked me up, though, because she was like, how did I gain 4 pounds? And then she moved it, and it's like, oh, I gained 1 pound. And I think it was her husband.
He was
like, oh, look, you've already lost 3 pounds. I'm like, that was so funny. Like,
that was a married people moment.
You know what bothered me about her story a lot? And again, I kind of resonate with this. I have not ever been more so than like 20 pounds overweight. So technically, that's not that much. Mm-hmm. But I really resonated when she was like, I took a picture of myself before I got off meth, and everyone was like, you look too skinny, look this. And she was like, oh, thank you. It really is mm-hmm. in those moments mm-hmm. where you are an unhealthy weight, yeah. especially in society today, that people are actually, she was saying, they'd said, you look bad. I've actually experienced the worst where they're like, you look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, I'm fucking eating cheese and
that's it,
you know, but it's unfortunate that it's changing now, but mm-hmm. that is always difficult, but it bothers me, again, to see that that's what it is, and that's what it took for her to get there. But she pulled out of it, which was awesome.
I'm glad she's the one who pulled herself out. Yes. It wasn't anyone else telling her, exactly. you need to,
how strong she is.
Yeah. So I thought that was very admirable, especially seeing as though her relationship with her mom and her grandfather. Mm-hmm. And
her dad was a Marine, right?
Her mother's father.
Oh, okay.
And that background is it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I feel like we keep repeating where there's the families and that hard pressure, do better here. Yeah. All of our parents think that that's the way to motivate. I know it motivates. I am one of those people that motivates me. All I know is the bad feedback that's like, you could have done this better. And that's what motivates. But I don't think that is the case for the majority. What about you guys? Are you more motivated by empowering? Like, you did good, go for it. Or mm-hmm. you could do this better. Harder or more empowering?
My background's a little different. I mean, I was very blessed that my mom and my parents, for the most part, weren't like that. It was kind of like whatever Michelle wants, Michelle does. It was like, you're going to be this and that. And that's how I grew up.
Nice.
So when I do have people around me that are negative, it's weird. Like, mm-hmm. I remember you for that because I don't hear it too often. But I always like to, you know, if someone says something negative about themselves, I always like to turn it around because you just never know what kind of day someone's having.
Right.
But I personally, I'm self-motivated. So I'm like... Jesse.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
I've kind of had it both ways. You know, I had my grandmother kind of fat shaming me while my mom allowing it and just being more positive about it. Not necessarily allowing, mm-hmm. but just being more positive rather than my grandma being a little more negative towards the matter of fact. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, eventually it was my decision. You know, I decided to put away instead of having 5 scoops of Rocky Road ice cream, just having one, you know, it's just like, it was a process. And the biggest thing for me when I, growing up in elementary school and transitioning into middle school, that's when I started to lose the weight. And mm-hmm. I remember vividly, I gave up sodas and just started drinking water. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest,
it's a lot of sugar.
The biggest change for me was just like giving up those sodas and drinking water. And
that's exactly what I need to do. You start dropping. Man, I drink soda so much, almost mm-hmm. more than I do water, which is really awful.
We're going to change that.
Please encourage me, guys. Encourage me, because I have a really hard time drinking mm-hmm. just water. And every time you eat out, your drink, if it's a fast food place, comes with the meal. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I don't want to waste the money and get water. That's my mentality.
No. At Wendy's, when I get that $4 for 4 meal.
You're like, ooh, I want some Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
I get water.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, so you get bottled water with it.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, it's so good to be drinking water. I actually drink a gallon of water every day at work. Kid you not. I have a whole gallon of water mm-hmm. at my desk. And another cup that I just like continuously pour it in. And my coworkers, they see me in the kitchen pouring up every day a whole gallon. They're like, you're going to drink that? I'm like, that's what I do.
You pee a lot.
And I can't, every like 20, 30 minutes I'm in the bathroom. if I'm not at my desk, y'all know where I'm at. But at first it took a week for me to like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this. But mm-hmm. I've been doing it since August. And that's just what I do every day at work.
And you intake less sugar now, right?
Yeah.
Everything tastes extra sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also am not, I tell myself I cannot leave until I'm done. Oh. And like that's how, so I got, you know, at the very end I'm kind of drinking a lot more.
That's awesome.
It's good.
That's really good. Thank you, guys.
Water's so good for you, y'all. Thank you. So good.
Well, we are getting ready. If you don't mind, Stephen, if we can go ahead and call Jessie. We're going to get her on the line.
Get
Jessie. We're going to talk to her, which is exciting. It's one of those things with her mom. She put her on diet pills. I wanted to touch on that for a second.
Mm-hmm. 8.
So, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. Hi, Jesse. This is Dakota. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. Hey,
we are all so proud of you.
I'm confused because it said no caller ID.
No. We're not bill collectors.
We're not bill collectors. We are so sorry.
I gotta go. I have no money for you.
Well, we are so proud of you. Tonight's episode was amazing, and we were just so, like, so emotionally attached to everything you were saying. Your story's incredible, mm-hmm. and you look so snatched and lovely.
Yas, girl. Work it.
Thank you so much.
What was the best part about it for you?
There was a lot. I literally just finished watching, and there was a lot of stuff that they didn't that we filmed that they didn't put in there. And
one
of my favorite things was getting to meet Harisha Kemian, who did my makeup for the reveal, who is like one of my biggest idols, because I'm a makeup artist myself, and to have her was one of my best moments. Chloe and I had a lot of fun. Like, every time we filmed together, we were dying laughing. There was another point, if you saw that pink, that awful pink dress that I was
the peach one?
I thought it looked nice
on you.
I thought it was awful, too.
But the cut of it was, like, ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, corseted.
Yeah.
And my boobs were spilling out in, like, the funniest way.
Welcome
and
to the life.
I kept making Chloe come look over my shoulder. I was like, girl, come here. You got to see what I'm seeing. Look over my shoulder so she could see from my point of view. And we were dying because she was like, you look like when he got his balls caught in the zipper and Something About Mary.
Sounds like a Chloe analogy.
I love when she walks in and she's like, ta, ta, ta.
Ta, ta, ta. Do people still say that you look like her?
We had so much fun. Huh?
Do you still get told that you look like her? Because you look more like her now than, like,
I see it.
Now, right, I have been, since Keeping Up aired originally, I don't know that I've gone a single day without somebody telling me I look exactly like her.
Wow.
Girl. I genuinely don't see it. I really don't.
I see it.
But watching the clips of she and I together, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You need to start charging some appearance fees, girl.
I mean, it's like the best compliment ever.
I know. It's one of those things, especially afterwards, once you got your hair cut as well. When you were walking in, I was like, oh my gosh. And I love that slow kind of montage of you walking.
With the sunglasses.
And strutting with the sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, those girl. Fierce.
You look good. That was really cool. Originally, they had told me that when you saw me go, oh my God, it's Tracy Cunningham. Thank God, I feel so much better. Was because I didn't know who was going to be doing my hair, and the producers told me that they wanted to take me like Chloe blonde and cut my hair into a bob, so same as Chloe's. And I've had hair like black hair down to my waist since I was like 18.
That scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to be blonde.
Yeah, that's super different.
And as soon as I saw Tracy, I was like, girl, you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Well,
I know you got red. This.
Yeah,
red was her idea.
Mm-hmm. I love the red. Yeah, I think it looked awesome.
I love the red.
I want to see
Are you
all
still
those
red?
Colors. Do you still have the same color hair? Okay. And
that's
still the
awesome.
Same cut? Or are you growing it out a bit?
It's grown a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm just, it took, this is not, not to say that Tracy isn't the greatest colorist in the world, because she is, but to strip 12 years of black out of hair, it does a little damage.
Yeah.
You guys.
So I'm just trying to grow the damage out so I can cut it off again.
Yeah.
Deep conditioning every weekend. I'm a box blonde, so trust me, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You know, girl.
I know. Deep condition.
I did want to say, you have a very, very large following on Instagram, and you're a makeup artist, you said, correct?
I am.
Yeah, so you had like an established following going into this, and I know that you weren't really allowed to post photos of your body while this was going on, so how was it not being able to post as much?
It was a huge struggle. So when I first, this is going to sound so like vain, and I don't mean it to, but when we first started shooting, I had like just shy of about 100,000 followers, and for me, I work really hard on my social media and curating and, you know, styling photos and creating the content and stuff. I work really hard on it, and it really does. It's very time consuming, and it's not easy to get, you know, a large following. And one of the things that happens when you have a large following, when you're in my industry, for example, is I can demand higher day rates on sets because I can promote to 100,000 people in a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was important to my business for me to be able to maintain that. And then as soon as the show started, I was not allowed to post any photos of myself until tonight, until the show aired. Wow. And it's been almost like 10 months.
Wow.
So I lost over 20,000 followers in the amount of time that.
Wow.
Which sucks.
You'll get them back.
You'll get them back.
Yeah, you're going to get them back in tenfold now because I'm sure I'm such a, like, an avid Instagrammer. I'm sure you are so ecstatic to be able to post again. Like, honestly.
Oh my God. It's going to be nothing but, like, nudes.
Amazing. Well,
no, girl. I'm totally kidding.
Use the little black bars like Kim does.
Yes.
There you go. Nothing to wear. Just use Kim's little, I didn't have any clothes. So
nothing close to wear.
I did want to touch on, obviously, your trainer Harley, when you guys kind of got into it a little bit, were you kind of sitting there whenever he kind of clapped back at you? Were you kind of like, oh crap, like we're having some conflict right now?
Mm. I was holding back tears. Because I am, one, I just don't, I'm not, maybe this is because I spent most of my life as a drug addict, but I don't deal well with authority.
Yeah.
And when they snap at me like that, I get really emotional.
Yeah.
So I was holding back tears in that scene.
Wow.
But I think what it was, like I said on the show, I just, you know, I've had many nutritionists, dietitians, et cetera, in my life. And what he was telling me to do was contradictory to everything I've ever been told. And I didn't understand it. It wasn't that I didn't trust him. I didn't understand how that was going to work. I didn't understand how I could drink, you know, that many carbs and that much sugar and lose weight. To me, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost 6 pounds the first week, and I was ecstatic. But what you saw was about week 3 or 4, and I was stalled at 6 pounds.
You plateaued, yeah.
Since week one. So I was terrified. I was like, okay, we're a quarter of the way through this, and I still look the same, and I'm still going to be the fat one at the end of the show, and I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
And that's when I sat down with Harley with the intent of being like, hey, can we, like, adjust this or something?
Because
I'm getting real nervous, and he just handed me my ass.
Oh, yeah. He sure did. I do want to know, did you get a new scale? Because that thing was, the numbers were all over the place. It was like 4 pounds and then 1 pound.
I never got on a scale again until I got on a scale the day of the reveal, which, you know what? Since I have you guys here, I would just like to say that the end of the show said that I lost 30 pounds, but that was incorrect. It was actually 42 by the time the show
wrapped. Oh, my goodness.
42.
Wow.
And I saw that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, right?
30. You were like, get the numbers right. They robbed me of 12 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you got to share that.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
It's 42
but
pounds.
What happened was Chloe and Harley both told me, like, look, I don't want you getting on the scale anymore because for me, the scale just really messed with my mental game, you know? And Chloe even said to me, she's like, look, honey, when you get on the scale, you don't know what's fat, what's water, what's blood, what's bone, what's this, what's that. She's like, all you're looking at is a single number. If she said, she told me she doesn't have a scale in her house.
I don't either.
And she told me to get rid of mine. And Harley said the same thing. Get rid of it. I don't want you on it. I don't want any of my clients on it.
That's awesome.
So what we started to do was measurements instead after about week 3. And then once we started doing measurements, it was so much easier for me to see. And all I was seeing was progress, you know? So, like, if I got bloated because I was PMSing, like, it didn't reflect in a 5-pound weight gain because it wasn't a scale.
Yes.
So
yes,
it was really, it really helped me. And I would suggest that to anybody who has a really difficult time, like, handling what happens to them mentally when they get on the scale, is to just do measurements because that's what matters.
It is.
I actually lost 42 inches all over my entire body.
Wow.
So it was about 4.5 feet of fat.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. God. I did also want to say congrats. You said 10 years sober, correct?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Congrats. So,
Thank you. You're making a lot of milestones. Thank you very much.
Definitely. We're all so proud of you. It's crazy, like, to think of how far, I mean, they show 12 weeks in one episode, you know, and to watch the growth, I mean, obviously for you it was 12 weeks. For us, we were seeing, like, results instantly, and just to see, like, that side-by-side comparison of you from the beginning to the end, where they did, like, the spin, it was crazy. I think your transformation is one of my favorites so far on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's a great transformation.
Yes.
They called it, aptly named, it was called the Orca camera. So that was, like, disheartening in itself. And when it would spin around you, it would just, it always started from the bottom. So I was like, oh my God, this is, like, this is going to look really, really bad. And the first day they asked me to do it, they said, I'm sorry, hold on. My dog. The first day they told me to do it, they're like, okay, we're going to have you take your shirt off and just have your leggings and a sports bra. And I burst into tears. Like, I broke down crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be on TV with no shirt on. Like, I'm not okay with that and blah, blah, blah. And, well, it goes too, the footage went too fast for you to see, but I was crying my eyes out in that whole scene. Aww. And the whole time I was just like, oh God, I'm just going to be crying on television.
I wanted to talk about one thing that stood out that was my favorite part is the raw, real conversation with your mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
that dynamic to me was very, I don't know if anyone would use the word impressive, but to me that was impressive. You went at her, she came right back. Yeah, she ended up apologizing, yep. But she was the energy as intense as we received on the other end from the TV? And is there anything else that you can share about that experience?
It definitely was. I mean, you have to remember, it is reality TV, so there is an aspect of it that's kind of pumped up. But basically, I walked in and my mom was really happy for me. And then, you know, the showrunner was like, I'm so happy this is going so great, but it's a little bit boring.
That's reality TV.
And my husband looked at us and goes, just act like you guys act when there are no cameras on. And that's when we were like, okay. Went in.
And it was genuine. I mean, I really felt like that was real.
Yeah.
That was real content. Oh, yeah. So thank y'all for being that real.
Like, yes. Just about any time you get me and my mom.
yeah. When the cameras were off, was she upset that you called her out on national television?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was pissed. Even to this day, I have to preface this by saying my mom, she's hard on me, but she is also my best friend in the entire world. We're so close.
Good.
I see her every week. I talk to her every single day. I love my mom more than anything.
Yeah.
And when she's not picking on me, she's like the best mom and the best friend in the world. It's just that's the only aspect of our relationship that is difficult. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to talk about...
I really wanted to say it. That was important that she and I are really close.
She's awesome. You were mentioning, you were referencing something about... Yeah, go ahead.
Right. She says to me now... are you leaving? Okay, love you, bye. Thank you for coming.
Love you, bye.
She said to me... that, well, she still makes like little jabs and jokes and stuff. And I literally said to her the other day, I was like, you learned nothing from this experience, did you? And she's me? What was I supposed to learn?
Oh my goodness.
That's okay. The mom. Mama Bear.
So all right.
Yes.
That's good. Curious. Now that she
and
has.
And every now and then, when she's mad, she'll be like, and blah, 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 blah. And then you throw me under the bus with the Khloe Kardashian thing, which is like totally off topic.
You'll never live it down.
Yeah, she is so pretty. I loved your mom. Yeah. Like when I saw her, she reminded me of my mom. And I respect the fact that you're like, she's the greatest. Just everyone is conditioned. That's how she was raised. That's what she knows.
That's how she was raised. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you, I mean, at the end of the day, you are very strong, Jesse. So she did something right, which you already know because you already said. But it was cool. Yeah. It was cool to see you guys go. That was nice.
And Jesse, how's the baby making going?
Yeah,
you're working on being a mom yourself. Are you enjoying the process?
I was surprised they put that on there. That was really embarrassing.
Well, she's not trying now. It's 2018.
I'm always enjoying the process.
So how soon are you guys going to start trying for 2018? You know, Beyonce got the twins.
Yeah,
going.
Beyonce got twins.
There you go. Now I gotta have some triplets.
That's right.
Like Pharrell had triplets earlier in January.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Wait on the baby. Well, take your time. Enjoy your body and your husband.
Huh?
So enjoy your body and your husband. It's all good. It's all good.
They'll enjoy, and then the babies will come.
That's right.
During the filming of the show, my lifelong best friend and my sister both got pregnant.
Oh wow!
And what was really fun for me was like, oh my God, for the first time, you guys are going to be fat and I'm not.
That's amazing.
How do you think it's going to go? Because obviously when you're pregnant, you're going to have to gain some weight. Is it going to be one of those things where you're going to be like, oh man, I just got all this weight off and to have to, obviously you'll get rid of it after the baby as well. But like, is that going to be kind of a hard transition going from being so excited about your new body to having to gain some weight back?
Yeah, it is. And I've thought a lot about that. And we're not like actively trying. Like if it happens, it happens. We're not actively trying yet because there's like a specific goal that I would really like to reach because I know I'm going to put on a lot of weight probably when I get pregnant. So I'd like to start real low so that even I don't want to get back to where I started with Revenge Body just because of a pregnancy. Like I'd like to start lower than that. And the best thing about what Harley taught me is it something, thank you. It's manageable for somebody who's pregnant or not. Bye, guys. So I could still do that when I'm pregnant. I can still go out and take, you know, 12 to 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's not anything that's going to be too intense for a pregnant woman to endure. It's not anything that's going to, like, kick my thermogenic yeah. levels up so high that it puts the fetus in jeopardy or anything. It really is manageable.
Oh, you sound like you've done some research. Yeah, you sound like right? a doctor. I'm like, what? Huh? Thermogenics?
She knows.
She knows. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I can't stress enough how proud we are of you. And we'd mm-hmm. love to have you join us in studio again sometime when you're available.
Yes.
Yes, I would absolutely love to. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to make it tonight.
No, it's all good.
But Jesse, before you go, please tell us where we can find you on social media. We'd love to help you gain those followers back.
Oh, thank you. My Instagram is Blush and Bone. It's all one word, kind of like flesh and bone. Okay. Blush, B-L-U-S-H, and Bone.
Perfect. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you again so much. Congratulations. Congrats.
Thanks so much, guys. It was so nice to talk to you.
Yes, you too. Good night.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, awesome.
She's so sweet.
She's awesome. Right?
I love her.
She's real. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Very, I love when people are real. And even if right. she did say the whole thing about how it's reality TV, they amped it up.
That's
like
reality.
You said, it was so genuine. Because it didn't take much for them to go off and be like, all right, if this isn't real enough for you, then let's get real. Because her and her mom definitely went back and forth. I did love, it was encouraging to hear that her mom and her are very close. Because I think during the show, you can kind of think, oh, wow, her mom was hard on her. But it doesn't take away from all the wonderful years that they've had. And they're growing and they're learning more about how to treat each other. So I really appreciate what she said about that.
I agree. Yeah, it was good. It was a good show.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for joining us. Again, next week we will have Will and Stephanie joining us. So that's going to be amazing. And where can we find you on social media?
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and you can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @HeatherYared.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And you can follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating if you are listening to us on iTunes. Write a little comment, and we will definitely get back to you if you're watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Ta-ta!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.